Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome back to MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm your commentator, Crittenden Prophet, alongside Dan Shoup, who's now to my left. He's adjusted. And then Kirk Hillman, yeah, he's still back in studio. Nothing's changed there. But from that morning slate of games, let me tell you, it was great. Valley High's, they're most likely to move on to tomorrow for the classification of 2A volleyball. But here, we're in the classification of 1A Division I, the biggest division of the classification of 1A volleyball. It's Centralia Panthers here taking on Greeley County for the first game. Centralia, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a long day for them. We got coverage here at 3:30. We take a break, and we got coverage again at 5:30 is the next time Centralia plays. There's a gap between where two other teams will be playing from this pool. And then Centralia won't play again until 8:30. And, man, it's going to be a long night for Centralia, but they got some great players. And how are they going to get things done here tonight, Dan?
Well, yeah, I mean, you talk about the long day. It kind of depends on how they start here in this first match. Having the afternoon session probably is a little bit better than what you had to deal with this morning, because these are the times that you usually play during the regular season. You play at, you know, 3:30, 4:30, or 6:30. You play the afternoon, early evening games normally throughout the season. Those early morning games that we had this morning, that was kind of tough for some of those kids to adjust to, and you kind of see the little bit of, it took a while for some of those teams to get going and revved up. Yeah, Centralia, I mean, and you said this, you're going to talk about it. I mean, when you talk about small division, girls athletics, you just can't not mention Centralia. They just have an enormous amount of support and tradition there in that community. And just year in and year out, it seems like they're battling for a state title. And I think you're dealing with a team this year that, again, they've had some losses throughout the season, but you look at those losses, a lot of them are through ranked teams. Ranked teams there are still playing in the state tournament right now and other classifications. So I think they're going to be right there. They know how to win, and that's huge in a program, is developing that, knowing how to. A lot of times you'll have fairly good teams, but they don't know how to get it done when you need to get it done. Obviously, Centralia knows how to do that. Then on the opposite side of the spectrum, you have Tribune, which is the first time they've been to a state tournament in volleyball, so it's something a little bit new to them. Now, I know they return a lot of experience off of their volleyball teams in the past. In fact, they were ranked last year throughout the season, so they have some experience back. So we'll see how interesting it is, they adjusting to this environment.
Yeah, Tribune, you talk about that. They've had five straight years where they have just come up short in the finals of the state championship, or winning it and making the state. But for the first time in program history, this team, the Jackrabbits, have finally got over the barrier and got going. And they got some great players. They got two kids on this team who were 1,000 career kills. That is Jaden Mangan. She's got over 1,000. Also, Jaden Stewart. She also has over 1,000. Both are first team all Northwest Kansas League picks. And in the past 2 years, they have been incredible, incredible players. But when you turn the table and look at Centralia, they got an all-state returning volleyball player in Owen Dieters. She's been great on the year, 502 digs. She's a commit right now to Benedictine, not for volleyball, but for basketball. She's an all-around athlete in every sport she plays. But you got to bring a mention to Melena Becker, Kayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp. There's a lot of great players here from the Centralia team. And you mentioned the success, 15 state titles over its program. There was one where they went on a stretch of 8 straight championships, and of course the latest one is when they went on 3 state championships, and that one just ended just a little back in 2018. That was the last time they won a state championship. But we'll be back in here in 2 minutes. Please stay tuned on 92.1 KMZA. We got Centralia taking on Tribune for the first game here in Pool A play in the classification of 1A Division 1. Don't go nowhere.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hi there, community. Are you ready to make a difference? Now until December 2nd, SPS Insurance, along with your help, will be collecting new socks to help those in our community in need. It's simple. Drop off your donations of new kids or adult socks at your local SPS Insurance office. Remember, a simple pair of socks can make a big difference. Let's spread warmth and kindness this holiday season.
SPS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. We got the Centralia Panthers coming into today, seeded fourth against the seeded fifth Tribune Jackrabbits. Only one team, well, two teams at each pool will go on to tomorrow. Again, with Valley Heights, they've pretty much mathematically, they did secure their opportunity to going on tomorrow. For 2A, but here we're in classification 1A, Division 1. It's the Centralia Panthers here, and I'll tell you what, this has been a great Panthers team, and a lot of that, again, it helps having a great player like Owen Dieters, and Owen Dieters, she's had an incredible year with 502 digs, 46 aces. She's been an all-around player, but it looks like we're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout here for the playing of the National Anthem. They're going to replay it here for the afternoon slate. So again, we'll be back just a couple of minutes here for the start of the game. Centralia Panthers taking on the Tribune Jackrabbits.
First matter is Rodriguez.
To a break, but you know, talking about these two teams, Centralia on the year, they have been ecstatic. Only 7 losses on the season, all to big state teams. But again, we got the national anthem beginning soon here, so we should be firing off into a break just here in a second.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages. With same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, we focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you. Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Rinkus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports, your network. You're locked into KMZA 92.1. We got coverage from now till, well, past 8:30 for Centralia. But again, the play time's here 3:30, 5:30, and then the estimate of 8:30. But we need to get started a little bit early here, just by 15 minutes. So again, if you haven't told people, go tell them now. Go notify friends and family. We begin 15 minutes early here that we got Centralia Panthers taking on Tribune Jack Rapids, and we are ready to start and fire away with this one. We just had a surprise national anthem getting played before the noon set here. Again, the classification of 2A just wrapped up this morning. Valley High, they're going to go on tomorrow. Dalton West, they go home. They finish 0-3. But Centralia, and now this is they kick off the start here for the classification of 1A Division 1. And what a team to get things going. One of the most successful teams in all of volleyball across really a state level of like any other. 15 total state titles. They've had years where they've won 8 in a row, 3 in a row. And the last one was in 2018. And man, they look to continue things here. And a service error begins things here against the Jackrabbits as they go straight into the net. It was number 11, Tatum Bain. Control already up 1-0. Opportunity, Owen Dieter, she gets it across. She's been a great server all year. Again, she's a Benedictine commit for basketball, but she's an all-state brought back for volleyball coming from last year. Here, Jack Rabbit's trying to get it across. Opportunity here, set up the left side. Hayden Kramer trying to put it down, and she's got the kill. 2-0 start for the Centralia Panthers. First one on the stat sheet, though, goes Hayden Kramer on the year, 28 kills total. Owen Dieters goes across here on another serve. Set up opportunity. Free ball sent across from Tatum Bain. Opportunity given up to the front row hitter of Josie Haverkamp, and Haverkamp just goes too far. It is now 2-1. First point for the Jackrabbits. Here serving Tatum Bain, the senior. She's been a great player, especially in the backcourt with 319 digs on the season. Here she spins and she fires and gets it over the net, dug up nicely by Hayden Kramer. Now it looks to be put down by Josie Haverkamp. Opportunity now to put across here, right hand slap for the Jackrabbits. Step on the right side to go across angle to the backcourt line. That was Isabel Haverkamp. Now inside, that's going to hit off the antenna. Jaden Stewart, that's going to be a point for Centralia.
Yeah, they tried to get number 14, the Stewart girl from Tribune, set up, but both times they really haven't got her a good set yet to really see what she could do up there.
Got a great player in Rempe coming up here. It's the sophomore. I guess the serve over for Centralia Panthers. Set up here, left side. Opportunity for Kramer to put one down, and she does. That's another kill for, again, Hayden Kramer. That's her second of this set against the Jackrabbits. She's got the two kills alone for Centralia. Currently, they are right now up 4-1. Still serving with it, Rempe.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see. I mean, this Mangan girl from Tribune, when she gets to the front row, I'm just kind of getting a feel of who their players are and what they do well on this opposite side. We know with Centralia, just kind of feeling off the opposition here.
Keelan Rempe gets the serve over for the Panthers. Big opportunity here to put one down, but can't get it away for the Jackrabbits. Number 14, Jaden Stewart, that one out of bounds. 5-1 start here for the Centralia Panthers. Greeley County, they got a lot of great hitters, as well as they have an incredible game at the service line. They have four players on their team that have over 60 aces. Being able to keep them away from that service line is going to be a crucial point here and a factor for the Panthers. Set up behind that, got a backcourt set up shot for Tatum Kramer, tries to put it down, could not. And some communication from the front row between, again, Kramer and Kempe, and that one goes right down for a point for the Jackrabbits. 5-2 now.
That's just like we said with all the other matches. We want to get out here, get comfortable, get the ball in your leader's hands a couple times to get you started on the right foot.
Aston Kennedy, a sophomore, here to serve for the Jackrabbits. Gets it over the net, just piling out to the left side here, and now a good step in the middle of the net, getting pushed down Broadway. Josie Haberkamp, just a nice little put down. No heat all finesse.
Yeah, and what you're seeing is a little bit different strategies. So far for Tribune, they're single block in every position.
Aiden Kramer, the serve now, gets it over for Centralia. They are now up 6-2. Deflection from the line. Opportunity for Owen Dieter. She has a nice setup here for her teammate. Trying to get a put down with Milena Becker. Now put across. Nice dig up by Centralia. And going to send it over on a free ball as Tatum Kramer. She had the nice dig to start, and then she also was able to put it across. Nice block for the front row unit. Now Owen Dieters. Having set up now, Milena Becker. Becker, deflection, back on the side of the Jackrabbits. Jackrabbits trying to go here to set up Jaden Stewart. And Stewart out of bounds. It's now 7-2. Start here for Centralia. Here are the Jackrabbits and head coach Jordan Stewart. You might think that calling a timeout here soon as you're down already 7-2 to begin this game with a stretch. A little miscommunication gets sent over on a free ball from the Jackrabbits, getting a huge opportunity here to set up number 8, Josie Haberkamp, the sophomore, for her second kill.
Yeah, there she goes with the timeout.
And there you get your timeout. It is 8-2, Centralia Panthers, they lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA. Well, second with you here after the time, with this timeout, we're just going to keep it with you. Hayden Kramer, talk about a set number 1 for her. Dominant, 2 already kills. Josie Haberkamp, she's already got 2 kills between number 7 and number 8. They combined for 4. Just both sophomores on your team. And, man, they've been outstanding players on the year. Kramer came in the night with over 200 kills. Haberkamp came in with over 200 kills. There's 4 players on this Centralia team that came in the night with over 200 kills. And that really tells you a lot about how great of a program this Centralia builds up to have so many hitters.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at these small classifications, if you got 3 or 4 hitters that can hit like Centralia's team does, it makes it very difficult. So we seen it earlier this morning when you got the 2A classification. There were several teams that had maybe 1 real good hitter and a couple other complimentary hitters, but they've got a whole package.
Aiden Kramer complimenting that package with 2 kills. She's got the serve over here for the Panthers. Picks up opportunity here for Stewart. Stewart. Deflection at the line, and Centralia, they try to get it across. Another kill shot here given for one, the only, Josie Haberkamp. 9-2 after that timeout, and man, the Centralia Panthers are coming out hot.
And they're really spreading it around, too. Feel very comfortable out here, so you can just tell if their confidence level is very high.
9-2 lead. Serve over here by Hayden Kramer. Kramer getting it across. Set up opportunity here, the right side for Kenna Payne. And that one, that's a violation. Now, 10-2. Panthers, man, they are on a dominant start here. Even after that timeout call from the Jackrabbits, they are still in utter dominance. And Stewart, that time, gets a deflection.
Yeah, and maybe that gets Tribune rolling. We've seen it before many times. They just have dug a big hole 10-3.
They're in a rough spot already to start here. Again, they called that timeout, and they were down 8-2. They scored their first point out of that timeout. It's now 10-3. Back at set up here to Hayden Kramer, and that one is going to be credited to not Centralia. It went into the net. Now 10-4 here. Number 14, Jaden Stewart, the junior, here to serve over for Tribune. Opportunity set up here, left side, going down to that backcourt. Milena Becker down the near side, trying to get it across. Jackrabbits almost put that one down. Kenna Bain. Nice play up from the top here to push it over. Milena Becker, a point for Centralia. Handling issues from the Jackrabbits. After those back-to-back points that the Jackrabbits scored, it's quickly snapped and back with it, back to serve with the 11-4 lead here. Leading by 7, that one is Claire Heinen. She got the serve over for the Panthers. Now the right side here, working with it. She's got the kill. That's number 21, Jaden Mangan. for the Jackrabbits, 11-5.
That's what I need to get started. I think that kid's probably their team leader, the Mangdon girl. Finally got her in a position to get her a good hit and a kill. Now you can kind of settle in and play the game. But Australia, you couldn't ask for a better way to start the game.
Carly Schaffer, the freshman, she's back there to serve here for the Jackrabbits. Set up opportunity here to put one done down, and Milena Becker, she puts that one into play.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough when you got three hitters across that front row, that all three of them are definitely tough weapons. It's tough with a double block. If you're single blocking, that makes it a lot easier for those hitters to get killed.
I mentioned Centralia having four hitters on this team with over 200 kills. They are absolutely incredible being able to spread around the love and get it going. Here, great block from the top of the net. Milena Becker, she had the kill for the last point, and here she gets the block. 13-5 now, Centralia. They are off to the greatest start I've seen any team today, especially from that morning slay. It was all competitive, really, despite it only being 2-0 sweeps. And now getting thrown down here. A point for the Jackrabbits. Still off the left side. Now back to serve. For Tribune, number 10, Jaron Stewart, the freshman. Gets this one just over the net. Owen Dieters, nice job on the dig. Left side set up here to Isabel Haverkamp. She gets it across for the Panthers. Up the net now, middle block. Push back across the side of the Jackrabbits. Trying to get back over here with a little bit of finesse. And this time, second time's a charm for Jaden Mongan.
Yeah, and you see the different strategies. And when Mangdon's in the front row, Centralia double blocks that middle. I mean, they know where she's at. They know that she's their best hitter on their team.
It is 13-7 here. Opportunity against both teams. Jackrabbits trying to slip back into this one early on. It's set number one. Left side set up here for Milena Becker. She pushes across two hands. Nice jig by Stewart on the Jackrabbits. And a nice put away for the kill by Jaden Mangan. From the Jackrabbits. She's got three kills in this set already.
Yeah,
13-8.
That's got that team kind of in a position to come back here a little bit. Got the lead. They're not sweating by many means.
On a run, Jaron Stewart here. She's the high end service, but that's going to put a muffler on it. Dava Gibb, that's her first kill of the night, and she put that one down effortlessly.
Yeah, I don't know. With Tribune, they might have to mix it up a little bit, especially after this first game. Again, that single blocking might make it a little bit too easy for Centralia.
Continues to serve for the Panthers, getting it over the net. Now trying to go up and attack and putting that one right down between all of the defenders. Jaden Mangan, and man, she has been incredible. Already four kills.
Yeah, she's been the player for Tribune, and I'm sure Centralia recognizes that. Now she goes to the back row.
And she came in the day with over nearly 300 kills on the season, 90 blocks, and 70 aces. Man, she's an all-around utility knife when it comes to being a great player. But there, put her mention on it, Hayden Kramer. That's her third kill of this set. It is now 15-9. Panthers still with this lead. And right now, there's two players on the Panthers side with three kills each, Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp. Man, both of them, the sophomores, already having an incredible game. Again, just as underclassmen. Point for the Panthers. Violation called against Jaden Stewart.
Net violation.
Now 16-9, Panthers still with the lead. Owen Dieters, 46 aces on the season. She's a senior, going to Benedictine for basketball next year. She's a great player. Stewart trying to put this one down, blocked right back at the Jackrabbit. Played up at the top of the net. Jackrabbit trying to get it back across. It's Haley Nolan, and now finally Charlie Schaefer. She's the one who pushes it across. Now big opportunity set up for Hayden Kramer, and she puts it down for a kill. 17-9, Hayden Kramer, her fourth of the set. Over 230 kills on the season for Hayden Kramer now. Owen Dieters punches this one like a rocket across, but that one, that shift just blasted too far off. And it's now 17-10 after the service error.
Yeah, Tribune, I mean, they need to probably get number 14 a little bit more involved to get her mixed around a little bit, maybe adjust a little bit their block coverage to double block some of those Centralia hitters.
Caden Bain, the serve here for the Jackrabbit. It looks like there's going to be an error, a violation of sorts against...
That's a serving error on Tribune. I don't know if she stepped on the serving line or if she used the wall to push off. I'm not sure.
Regardless, going to be a point here from the violation to Centralia. They're now up 18-10 in set number one. Oh, and what a great shot down Broadway. Josie Haverkamp, there is no one there to defend. And now another timeout by the Jackrabbits as they are down 19-10. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA, 92.1.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is also a huge lead for the Panthers. They're up 19-10 right now against Tribune, the Jackrabbits. The Jackrabbits, they have called two timeouts in this set one. They called one when they were down 8-2. They call one now that they are down 19-10. Desperately trying to come back in this one. Keelan Rempe to serve it off here for the Panthers. Set up here, opportunity, Rempe, who sets up Kramer, and Kramer puts one down for a kill. That is her fifth of the set. The spread of love right now from this front unit on Centralia has been incredible, and they have had great sets all night. Rempe getting this one across, low jig, fine man gone, and it looks like this one's going to be a handling error off the right side by Jaden Stewart. It is now 21-10, Panthers with the lead. Yeah, the Panthers' next game after this, they won't play until 5:30, so they get a break in between just by one game, and then they get a two-game break before their third game. Here, deflection. Nice kill put down by Jaden Stewart. Now 21-11. Stewart, she just picked up her first kill of the set and the game. It is now 21-11. Still a 10-point lead and swing here for the Panthers. They have not been down at all in this set. They have only been up, and they have their largest lead right now. Owen Dieters puts this one across. A two-hand push. Now she's going to have a set up for Rempe. Rempe is going to set up Haverkamp, and Haverkamp, she secures a kill.
That's probably something that Centralia hasn't seen much this year, is the single block in the front row, because they're definitely taking advantage of that. And again, they're spreading the wealth, like you've mentioned, multiple times.
Haverkamp already with five kills in set number one. Also five kills from Hayden Kramer. So five kills apiece for two sophomore outside hitters. They've been dominant. Rempe, she's going to go back here, and she's going to set up Elena Becker, and she's got a kill. She's got two. It has just been a dominant performance from the front row unit from the Centralia Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, again, aggressiveness and being aggressive in volleyball is so important. From the get-go, from the very first serve, Centralia's been the aggressor.
Hayden Kramer trying to get this one on a roll. 1 point away from set point. Set here. Bounced across. It's on the Panthers' side. And that's going to go down as a kill shot for Kenna Baines. 23-12. Baines, she just picked up her first kill of the game for the Jackrabbits. And set number one here. Served by Stewart across Owen Dieters. Now Rempe for the set. The spike here and too far out from Melina Becker.
About knocked out one of those kids in the front row, that one.
Yeah, don't want to take out the student section. Talk about student section. This is the loudest student sections we've had tonight, and especially coming from the Centralia side. Their community, let me tell you, they love to show out and make a big mention. In volleyball, that is one of the bigger ones that they like to really focus on and get a lot of big community emphasis on. Here, it's going to be a hitting error going into the net. Melina Becker again.
Yeah, I mean, you love to see the student body come out and support the volleyball team. I assume the football team, I don't know if they played last night or they played tonight.
I mean, they play Onega tonight. That is what the Centralia plays, so they will play later today. Yeah, another point here for the Jackrabbits. It's now 23-14, and don't blink twice now. The Jackrabbits, they're starting to hop right back into this one. Panthers need to secure it, not let this one get too out of hand. And now another handling error from the Panthers. It's 23-15.
Yeah, just a couple of errors, but again, nothing to get too upset about. Refocus and get it down here, score these next 2 points.
23-16, excuse me, is the current score. Rempe pushes this one over. Two-hand push. Opportunity in the middle of the net to put one down, and she does. Jaden Mongan, and at this point, you may just consider just up 23-17 taking a timeout, at least maybe here soon. If you can't capture this set point in the next point or so.
Yeah, you should maybe give it another point or two, maybe. I mean, you're sitting at 23. You got a very confident, mature group out here with Centralia. We'll see what she chooses to do.
Coach Cindy Osterhaus, great head coach here, and following up footsteps in a great Centralia program history that, you know, it's just been incredible. Here, Owen Dieter, she pushes this one across for the Panthers. Up at the net now, trying to push this one down. Stewart, and well, the play and defended. Panthers get the point off the block.
Yeah, when you talk about Centralia, you talk about the history, you do have to bring up the name Tennell. You got to bring up Kim Tennell. You got to bring up Kimbrook Tennell. They, I mean, really established the program here in girls athletics back in the early 90s.
24-17, just over the net now. Claire Heinen on the serve for the Panthers. It is set point for them. Heinen comes up, gets the bump, set from Rempe, trying to get the put away, but man, Rempe, she just had a really awkward set there, and Melina Becker, she couldn't take a right angle for it.
Yeah, the set was just a little bit too high and outside for her. She just couldn't get up. So I was like, well, get up another 6 inches. You got that one.
She looked like she was going up there for the one-handed snag. She was full on leaning back for it. Serve is 24-18 and an ace for the Jackrabbit. 24-19. Back there at the service line, credit with the yay, Charlie Schaefer. That's her first point of the day. She's a freshman. Just over that now, Dieters, Rempe the set, coming up, trying to put this game away, and point for the Jackrabbit. Not able to get it over the net. 24-20.
Yeah, it's a good thing they didn't wake up any earlier. I mean, this might have been a different game.
It was 19-10 the last time the Jackrabbits called a timeout, and this set ends in the worst way the Jackrabbits could have it end is a service error. The Panthers, they secure set number one, and they'll go on to set number two here with a match lead of 1-0. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. Stay tuned to KMZ at 2.1.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Rankus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rankuscattle.com. Rankus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, to start set number two, a block here from David Gibbs. That's a great way to get going if you're the Panthers.
I think the same way they started the first game. Get some points early.
And get rolling early. The last 10 out of 16 points in set number one went to Tribune. And again, it was already 19-10 when Tribune was going on that run, and Centralia just kind of had to put it away. But it was a self-inflicted wound that ended set number one for Jackrabbit with the service error, make it 25-20. Here's set number two, must win for the Jackrabbits, pushing across here, Stewart. Now an opportunity for a great big hit for Centralia into the net. And that's going to be a point for the Jackrabbits. Going to the net there, Claire Heinen. Isabel Haverkamp was the one that go into the net for Centralia Panthers. It's now 1-1 here, early in set number two. Peyton Bain, the senior, here to serve for the Jackrabbits. Fires it across, just getting it over the net, but a nice dive and save from Owen Jeters. But going straight into the net is Hayden Kramer. Now 2-1. And you're kind of hoping that a lot of those handling errors and mistakes from that set number one near the latter half of it, that does, if you're through Centralia here, you don't want that to transition to set number two here. And definitely want to get some of that cleaned up. Owen Dieters. And now getting off to the right side, Tava Gibbs. And Tava Gibbs, she's got the kill. It's now 2-2. That's how you quickly clean things up.
Yep, good pass. No, it started with Owen Dieters making a good pass up to the setter. Setter made a very good back set for the kill.
Senior Owen Dieters now back here to serve. It's a 2-2 tie in set number two. So a lot of twos here to keep a track of. We are in game number one of the classification of 1A Division I volleyball here in the Pool A. Stewart, and that one's deflected right off the hands of the Panthers. Jaden Stewart gets the kill. That's their second of the game against Centralia, first of the set. Now leading here is Tribune. This is Tribune's first lead today in set number two, up being up 3-2. Well, they had a 2-1 lead, but now they have a 3-2 lead. But again, first time leading against Centralia in this game here in set number two. Low jig. That one's going to go down as an ace.
Well, that's what he said. He had some statistics. They have some good servers on that team.
Four players over 60 aces on the year for Jackrabbits, and one gets added to the stat line for number 18, Addison Kennedy, the sophomore. She goes down for an ace. Defensive row, up at the net. Some great play from both sides here, trying to put this one down, but again, into the net, Hayden Kramer. I'm not sure if that's two in a row or three times in a row that she's went into the net, but regardless.
Yeah, a little bit late getting to it. That set was below the net. She hit it.
So not all just about the outside hitter again. The set seemed to be crisp. That time it's a crisp set, and that's a kill. So that's how you do the bump, the set, and the spike. Josie Haverkamp, credit her with that one with the kill. Now 5-3. Owen Dieters giving this one to Keelan Rempe. Rempe, she's going to be the one to serve here for the Panthers. Down by two in set number two. Coming up, trying to fire it across. Right-hand push by Kenna Bain. Now left side here, going quick and going for the attack. Hayden Kramer was well responded to. Now Stewart, she goes off the right side. Couldn't get to go down for the Jackrabbits. Now Kramer, she tries to go in the back row, and they say that she's just past the mark. It is now 6-3.
But you like the aggressive. You like the aggressiveness Centralia's doing right now. They're really being aggressive.
Being real aggressive again, taking shots of that back unit. One just barely getting over the net. Great save by Kramer to keep this one going. Jackrabbit deflection, and that's a kill. Down for Kennevane. Now 7-3 to lead for the Jackrabbits. Panthers have not used a timeout yet in this game. Again, just letting the team try to recollect on the court, and they've done a good job so far. Nearly smashing in a kill here with Haverkamp. It will be sent over and saved up on a free ball from Jaren Stewart. Now an opportunity to get this one thrown down to the bleachers.
Oh,
and one more hit to get it over. Addison Kennedy to keep it going. Goes the hit from Tatum Kramer to get it over, but they battled well, and now the put-away from number 8, Josie Haverkamp for the Panthers. What a great long rally, and the Panthers come up with it. Here to serve, Hayden Kramer, 5 kills in this game. And now a great block from the front row. Melena Becker, that is her second block of the game. First point here as set 2 for her. Panthers only down by 2 now. It's 7-5. Kramer has the serve, gets it over the net. Coming up for it, Jaren Stewart. She has a great setup here and a great kill from Jaden Mongan. Now 8-5. Mongan already has 5 kills in this game. 4 kills in set 1. First kill here at set number 2. Starlight Schaefer, she's got an ace today. That was in set 1. She gets the serve over here for the Jackrabbits, trying to respond and fire quickly in the back row is Becker. It's handled well. Now in the front row unit, but a great kill from number 21, Jaden Mongan, yet again from the Jackrabbits. Now a 9-5 lead here for Tribune, and that's going to quickly be silenced with the service there. Now 9-6. And now if you're Centralia taking the service air as a break, you get an opportunity for a spark. Claire Heinen here to serve. She's the junior, gets it over the net, back row, miscommunication, nearly an ace. Just going to get pushed across, 2 hands by Mongan. Now Rempe, she's going to set up a great kill opportunity for Melina Becker. And Becker, again, she just goes too far out.
Yeah, they kind of made a little bit of adjustment on the other side with Tribune. They've double blocked one position, and the other two positions are single blocking still. So they've kind of made an adjustment in the second game.
Keep in mind, folks, this is a number 4 seed against the number 5 seed. Centralia, they're the number 4. Tribune, they're the number 5. And right now it's 1-0 in the match. Centralia leads. They won set number 1, and right now they are losing set number 2. Great dig. Rempe, she's going to here set up on the left side. Almost a great put down from Tava Gibbs, but going to get put across here. Watch nearly going out of bounds. It's going to be kept from it. Camp. And now Gibbs comes up in the attacker's line, right side of it. Pushes across with the right hand. Now trying to go for a diving play. Great job by Kramer. And Kramer gets right back up after the dig. Has the spike. What a play from Kramer. And now a point as the ball then hits the antenna. It's going to be Centralia's point. And what a long rally, and a lot of credit there. You throw on the back of Hayden Kramer. She had some great digs, and of course, some great spikes to get it across. Here's some fighting at the net. Opportunity, Jaden, and then Mongan. She puts it over on a free ball. Dieter steps up, gets it. Backcourt set here. Nice little opportunity to put down by Haverkamp. She couldn't get it to go down, though. Centralia, another chance. Miscommunication up in the front row, and that's going to be a point for the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, that just didn't look pretty for the whole play, so it didn't.
Down by 4. Have not used the timeout yet. Owen Deers set up from Kramer, trying to put it down on the back right corner. Isabel Haverkamp, her first kill of the game. She's a senior, and she makes this one 11-8. Centralia only down by 3. Substitution here for the Panthers, coming back to serve Kinsey Nehus. She fires this one across. Back row unit picked up by Schaefer. Opportunity to get it across. Free ball sent over by Stewart. Cedar, she gets to set up on the right side here. Nice deflection, blocked right back to the Panthers. Now Dieters, two-hand push to get it over on the Jackrabbit side. A big attacking spike, but out of play. I believe they're going to say no one touched it. They will. Jaden Stewart, she just went out of bounds. Now 11-9.
Yeah,
Panthers coming back, back to 5 points.
Yeah, the coach is trying to question whether somebody touched it at the front row, but the refs didn't see it.
In the news, still a serve for the Panthers. Going down by 2 now, near ace. And now Stewart, she's trying to put this one down. Right side here. Dieters setting up on the left side of the net, trying to put this one down, and she does! What a great set from Dieters, and a great put away from Hayden Kramer. That's that 1-2 combo. And this one across, only down by 1. 3 straight points right off by the Panthers, and it's going to be quickly interrupted and jammed with a kill from Jaden Stewart.
I assume that's the head coach's daughter, I'd assume.
Jordan Stewart, that's the head coach of the Jackrabbit Tribune. We've seen a lot of family relations with head coaches and their daughters here tonight. So a lot there in morning slate specifically. Air set up, right side, Stewart between defenders. And again, you always got to love a player like Stewart, who instead of going around, goes right through, and she just secures the kill.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't talk much about her in that first game. Green's really got her going this second game.
Stewart in the first set had 1 kill, has 3 kills in this second set. 13-10 lead now, back-to-back points for Tribune, and they're going to give this point to Tribune in Centralia, they were celebrating, thinking they got the point.
I think they were over the net.
And now it's 14-10. Tribune with the lead in set number two. It's a must-win set number two for Tribune to force a set three. Panthers secured set number 125. It's 1A and an ace. 15-10 now. De facto serve. Still with it. Tatum Bain. Bain, she picked up her first point of the game. She's a senior. She's a great server from behind the service line. Fires this one off with the right hand. Low jig. Picks up. Now Kramer. Kramer trying to put it down. Deflected right off the top of the white strip of the net. And just trying to go down with it. And I believe they're going to get it on the backcourt line. It's a point for the Panthers.
Well, it was right in front of the line, Judge.
I believe it was Kramer who had the kill going down with it. Number seven. She's been great tonight. Caden, deflection. She's got a kill for the Jackrabbits. It's now 16-11, extension of it. And Stewart, four kills in set number two against the Panthers. She's got five total kills. Back to serve. Addison Kennedy, it is a 16-11 set number two. Five-point lead here for the Jackrabbits. Over the net now, and that's going to be another ace.
Well, they're going to take your first time out, it looks like.
First time out. That's also Addison Kennedy's. That's her second ace of this set. We'll take a timeout as well. Be back in 30 seconds. The Jackrabbits are up in set number two. They must win set number two, 17-11.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. KMZ 92.1 is what you are locked into right now, FM. And it is 17-11. The Jackrabbits with the lead. The first timeout taken of the game from the Panthers. And it's down by six in set number two. And again, they won set number one, 25-20. They get the early slate going for Pool A play. In the classification of 1A, District 1. And here, starting the scoring early after the timeout, is the Panthers. It is Josie Haberkamp.
Yeah, I mean, those timeouts, I mean, they're so useful in the game of volleyball to be able to break momentum. I'm sure they talked about what they were going to do when they got in the serve receive, just who to set it to, where we were going to set it to get that point.
Elin Rempe to serve here for the Panthers. Just gets it over. Opportunity on the left side. Stewart trying to put this one down, but out of bounds. Back-to-back points after the timeout from the Panthers, and now the crowd's getting invested. Rempe here to serve still, now only down by four. It's a game of momentum. Over the net now, well received. Opportunity for Stewart. Stewart picked up nicely. Good dig by Rempe. A free ball gets sent over by Tatum Kramer. Back row just picked up barely. Coming up is Stewart. The attacker's line is still with Panthers players, pushing off to the right, to the left. That was Kramer, and now a handling issue. That was really awkward from the Jackrabbits. And it's now 17-14.
Not their common setter, and she tried to do a back set. When you're not a setter and you try to do a back set, it's kind of tough.
Here, Rempe sends it across, back row. Just got to get sent over on a free ball. Two players collide for the Jackrabbits, but they're okay. Kramer sends this one over deep down the middle. Miscommunication errors, but still going good and strong is the Jackrabbits. Dieter, she sends this one over on a free ball. A good set opportunity here for the Jackrabbits, but going in straight into the net. No, looks like it just got over. The Panthers keeping this rally long and dropping between the defenders.
Oh,
a
wow.
For Hayden Kramer.
No, it's still going.
Oh, wait, it's still going. Barely picked up off the ground. Now it's put away.
Wow, great hustle. Great hustle.
I believe that was Tatum Kramer, number 11, who had the kill shot. Yeah, I was faked out. I thought that was down on the ground, but just a barreling save. It's now 17-15, and the Panthers, another point.
That was what you call a pancake. You can reach your hand out there flat like that, and the ball hits off the top of your hand.
And now the crowd gets excited. The team gets excited. They're only down 17-16. Timeout by the Jackrabbits. We're back in 30.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Centralia Panthers, when they took their timeout, were down 17-11, but they've ripped off five straight points, and they have forced the Jackrabbits to take a timeout, now down just by 1 point, 17-16, and now they tie it all! A great block from the front row unit between Hayden and Josie Haverkamp. Now tied 17-all. Credit there given to Haverkamp, old beam for the block, primarily. Going up and deflected. That's going to be a point again for the Panthers. They have rattled off now seven straight points, and they have taken the lead. It went down 17-11. It is now 18-17. And really, I was kind of talking about it. All Central really needed to do was go in, recuperate, recalibrate, go call a timeout, and now they're back in doing, and they're back in business, and they're getting some good shots, getting down on the court side. But keeping this one going, 18-all now. Great shot taken from number 21, Magan, from the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, from the back row. I mean, they got her involved. They needed to break something up, so what do? They go to their senior unit leader.
18-all now. Tied set number two, but a must-win for the Jackrabbits. Pushed across by Gibbs for the Panthers. Now here it's Kenna Bain who gets it over for the Jackrabbits. Set up Rempe, Kramer. It gets dug up by Stewart in the back row unit. Mungon gets a block from Haverkamp. Haverkamp trying to go for another block. Can't get it to go down, but Owen Dieter says a nice pickup. Haverkamp gets across with a right-hand push. Now coming up with it, and now another one-hand pick. Nice pickup. It's now back on the Jackrabbit side. Ball pops up in the air. Set up opportunity. Going over. Allen just right in front of the feet of a Centralia Panther going down. Kenna Bain for the kill.
Yeah, I think this second one's going to go right down to the wire.
Right down to the wire here, and back-to-back points ripped off from the Jackrabbits.
Another serving error?
They're going to get another service error. I think they got another player from the Jackrabbits stepping over the service line.
Wow, that was 2 points they gave Tribune, or Centralia.
From stepping over the line on serve.
Yeah.
That's not a very common service error you get dinged on. And now the ball too far out of play in the backcourt. Panthers up 20-19 after the missed hit from Mongun. And now just 4 points away from match point is the Centralia Panthers. Push over on a free ball. Rempe resetting up camp here and putting it away. Haverkamp. And another timeout taken. And let me absolutely tell you, Centralia's players have some of the greatest atmospheric presence that helps out this crowd. They get excited when a timeout is taken by the team. They bring that momentum. They sing with the crowd. They help bring that energy, and it flows right through.
And we said, I mean, volleyball is a game about energy. It's about emotion, and they do. I mean, on timeouts, I mean, they do some type of skit or whatever to get your blood flowing, to keep the spirits up. So, I mean, yeah, they got tradition. I mean, that's what the bottom line is. They have tradition and know how to win.
Tradition, culture, and it's all a perfect blend of herbs and spices that brings in a program story of success, and is what Centralia has been given.
And why now? I mean, the coach of Tribune is questioning the ref of why the back line judge keep calling these serving errors.
Regardless, it's 21-19. Opportunity for Mongon. Goes cross-court here. Picked up by Dieters. Rempe, middle of the court. Haverkamp trying to push that one down. It's picked up. Mongon going quick over on a misdirection. Faked out the set. Try to go for the kill. But now here going for the decisive strike. It's the Panthers, number six, Lonnie Becker. 22-19.
And you can hear the student body getting into it.
I'm telling you, this is the loudest we've heard any team get tonight. And it is none other than the Centralia Panthers. Near side here, Mongon just off the top of the white strip of the net. Dieters, what a great play in the back row to keep it going. Haverkamp sends it across on a free ball. Mongon deflection, great one and dig by Haverkamp. Sent over from Elena Becker. Top row, set over to me from Mongon. Deflected, blocked right back at him. Point for the Panthers.
Great double blocks up there in the front row by those kids from Centralia. I mean, their Tribune's going to their best player up there in the front row, but they're double blocked right back in her.
Haverkamp, she's had incredible numbers. We'll have a pretty decently sized post game after this one. Centralia right now up 23-19, trying to put this one away, 1 point away from set point. Haverkamp going deep. Now a nice dig from the Jackrabbits coming up, trying to put this one down the back row. Couldn't get it. Kennebane now set up from right to left. Rempe going to Haverkamp. Rempe now setting up again Haverkamp. And nice dig again. This one into the net. They're going to get Centralia. It's 23-20 now.
Yeah, Tribune's still hanging in there. But, again, who are you going to go to right here to break the serve?
Owen Dieter's most likely the one in the back to receive. No, it's going to be an ace. An ace from Charlie Schaefer, the freshman. She's gotten two crucial aces here for Tribune and must-need moments. 23-21. Empey setting up an opportunity for Tim Kramer to put it down, couldn't get it. Mongon, and a great block from Haverkamp. Tell you what, Josie Haverkamp is 5'11". She's actually the tallest player out on the court, and it shows with her great blocking skills. And she's gotten two blocks already here in this set. Set point, match point, 24-21. The Panthers, Heinen puts it over. We're in game number one. Centralia trying to put it away. Rempe up the top, trying to get it down, and the Panthers take a 2-0 sweep win. Tava Gibbs puts it away. 25-21, set number two. That is a set game match for the Centralia Panthers. They won set number one, 25-20. They win set number two, 25-21, against the fifth-seeded Tribune Greeley County Jackrabbits team. The next game we got up should be St. Francis. And I'll be at 5:30, so we'll have a game break in between. So we'll be back here in most likely an hour, but stay tuned here on 92.1 KMZA. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, do a pretty good, decently length recap here of this first game. Preview the second one just a little bit, a touch on it, and then we'll send it back to the studio for an hour.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
As a small-town veterinarian, I enjoy getting to know each patient and client. Hi, I'm Dr. Rebecca Bowen with Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services. With over 50 years of combined experience, we are able to provide both quality and affordable care for a large variety of small animal services. To schedule an appointment, call myself or Dr. Sam Roddinghouse at 336-2456 or Dr. Erica Burkett at 336-6647.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoke and hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Seneca.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, recap here again. The next game, it will be kind of... It's kind of hard to give you a time estimate, about an hour. We got Flint Hills versus St. Francis up next. After that, it'll be Centralia versus St. Francis at 5:30. So, again, stay tuned here and stay updated on the MSC Sports Radio app and network, as well as 92.1 KMZA. But Centralia, to start things off, for Classification 1A, as well as District 1 of it, Centralia, they were victorious in a 2-0 sweep against Tribune. And you talk about set one, they won 25-20, but they were up 19-10 in the last, out of the last 16 points, only six of them swung to the Panthers, and they just were able to secure it in the last bit of it. And then you talk about set number two, it's a little bit of a different story this time. Instead, the Jackrabbits, they're up 17-11, and scoring the last 14 out of 18 points is the Panthers. So they play a better latter half, they get things going, they use their first timeout when it's 17-11, and it comes at a crucial time, a crucial moment. It was a great timeout from Osterhaus, and it really paid dividends here for this Panthers team. Going over a little bit of a stat recap, Josie Haberkamp, Hayden Kramer, both participated with two blocks and eight kills as sophomores. Melena Becker had three kills and two blocks. Tatum Kramer, a block, a kill. Tava Gibbs, two kills, an ace. Isabel Haberkamp, a kill. Six players for Centralia contributed and participated on getting a kill. And we talked about it, Dan, a team like this, like Centralia, that has all these different players and weapons and skills players. And really, Owen Dieters is one of the best of them. She doesn't even have any kill stats. She's just a great player when it comes to assists and digs, and she's got over 500 on the season.
Yeah, she plays her role well. I mean, she is that libero back in the back row. She knows how to get it up to the setter to get things set. They're just very fundamentally sound, so they are, Centralia is. Yeah, they got some great athletes, but they're the fundamental side of things where they're playing the positions the way they should be. They know their responsibilities. There's no people running into each other. Their coverage on serve-receive, their coverage on spikes and blocks is where it needs to be. They just have a complete package. They're going to be a team that you sit here and say, hey, they're a team that not only could possibly get out of their pool play today, but possibly have a chance to make a run for it tomorrow. Now, we haven't seen all the teams play yet in this Division One. We're just kind of getting an eye on everybody to see where everybody's at. For the first game, again, it just goes back to the tradition Centralia has. They know how to get it done. They have extreme confidence. They never lost their composure when they were down or when the other team got on a run like they did a couple times. They just settled back in, knew what they had to do, who they needed to set to get it broke, to get the momentum back to their side.
Well, again, we just got two more games today. Again, roughly 5:30, but I would tune in probably about 20 minutes before for maybe a pregame. Panthers, fourth seed against the eighth seed, St. Francis Indians. So they're going to go against the eighth seed team in their next game. So pretty huge that they were able just to take down the number five seed. But after that, the 8:30 game, the biggest game here of tonight of the classification, Centralia and Flint Hills. The number four against the number one. That one's going to be a big one.
Yeah, if you go by the record, and I mean, Flint Hills only has two losses on the whole season. We don't know what their quality of wins are. I'm not sure who they've played throughout the season. But we know who Centralia's played. I mean, they've played a rough TVL schedule. They went out and played some rough teams, a lot of state teams that are playing this weekend at the state tournament. So, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
So, again, we're going to send this one back to the studio. Please stay tuned for updates on the MSC Sports Radio Network as long as well 92.1 KMZA. We got two more games for Centralia today. One coming up at 5:30, roughly, and then the next one being way later in the night at 8:30. So it's not bedtime yet for you or your grandpa. Tell him he's got Centralia Panthers to tune into, because we got one greatly up here for the rest of the night. Panthers again, they come out and they win the first game against the Jackrabbits, 2-0, sweeps 25-20 and 25-21. Stay tuned here on the KMZA 2.1. We'll be back in just an hour.